Our next guest is the outspoken billionaire owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban is known for a number of things. He was the co-founder of Broadcast.com. He was the star of the ABC reality show The Benefactor. And his many ventures include HDNet, a high-definition television network. His latest venture is called 2929 Entertainment. He joins us from Dallas, Texas. Mark Cuban, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me back.
Mark, let's begin by talking about your latest venture. You're a man of many past ventures, and this is an interesting new one, 2929 Entertainment. As I understand it, you're a movie production company that owns Reicher Entertainment, Landmark Theaters, and Magnolia Pictures Distribution. You also hold an interest in Lionsgate Entertainment. It's a company that has some novel ideas on how movies should be released. Can you give us a quick snapshot on 2929 Entertainment?
Sure. I mean, our mission is really to produce great content and sell it primarily within our own organization so that when we make a movie, for example, we'll put it out in Landmark theaters, and we'll put it in other theaters as well, but we'll gear towards Landmark, and then also to repurpose it on HDNet Movies, which is one of our two high-definition television networks. And then third would be to sell it as many copies as we can on DVD. So we want to make great content and put it out in the highest possible quality format and make it available in ways consumers want to receive it. And where we're trying to change the model is with films in particular, there's kind of a traditional windowing setup where the movie is released to theaters and then it goes to pay-per-view and or video on demand, and then it goes to rental, and then it goes to DVD purchase. So there's a whole series of windows, and they've been adjusting them and tweaking them over the past few years. But it's kind of manufactured by the studios, the movie studios, to fit what they thought were their needs.
Okay.
And it really didn't suit the consumer, so we decided to change the model.
Mark, let's switch gears and talk investing. What does the Mark Cuban investment portfolio look like these days?
I've got a couple stocks that I kind of dabble in. I mean, I buy stocks for basically two reasons these days. One is because they're strategic to other things I'm doing, particularly small-cap companies where I can take a big enough interest, where I can develop a relationship with the company. I own Lionsgate Film and have for a long time for the obvious connections there that you mentioned. I own a little company called, shares in a company called Arcom. And that's an example of a different type of investment I make. With Arcom, it's a small cap it's register.com, and they do domain registrations. And for better or worse, it's not a very well-run company, and there's some folks already ahead of me in the food chain, if you will, that are trying to turn over management. So you have a company that's making money, that's a cash cow, and just can't get out of their own way in terms of their ability to manage. So that's one of those flyer-type stocks that I like to take a chance on. And it's analogous to a company called Two Cows, which is a little, you know, 85 or 90-cent stock that, unlike Register.com, they're in the same business, but they're very well-managed and profitable. So, you know, companies that are strategic to me, companies I can take a flyer on that might have big upside, I like to invest in and have fun with. But beyond that, they're still just a small part of my portfolio. And beyond that, I'm in very conservative, cash-oriented type instruments.
Mark, let's talk Google. The paid search model has certainly been a hit. Shares of Google have obviously had an incredible run. Google, the company, now commands a market cap greater than Disney. What are your thoughts right now about Google going forward, either the company or the stock?
Well, I think the company's a good company as everything's positioned today. You know, internet advertising, pay-per-click, branded advertising, website advertising is huge right now. Money's being drawn from other mediums, and that's not going to stop. And Google and Yahoo are going to be recipients of that. So if you buy into, you know, a stock price is the net present value of future cash flows, even though they never give you any of that cash flow, then you know you have every reason to try to, you know, project however many years you want to in the future. Or if you buy into the thought that these guys are going to beat their earnings, and when you beat your earnings, everybody follows the lemmings and pays more for the stock, and you can sell into it, then Google's a stock to own. Now, if this is about returning cash at some point, I'd be a little bit more concerned because you're not going to see an ever-increasing market share for online advertising. It's going to level out at some point. Is it 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? I don't know, but it will level out. And at that point, how will Google compete with Yahoo and with traditional mediums? Will it be just part of a mature industry? Yeah, it will be just part of a mature online advertising industry, and we'll have to see what they do.
Let's close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. You've played it before. I'll be asking
sure.
you, not about stocks, but things happening in the world, ask you if they were stocks, buy, sell, or hold. Let's kick it off this time with, well, it's been red hot in recent years. Mark Cuban, buy, sell, or hold the housing market?
Hold.
What's your thinking?
You know, it's regional. It's more by location. And I think there's risk in terms of the secondary market where people are buying it purely for investment or second homes as an investment. But, you know, when it's all said and done, you can live in a house. You can't live in a stock.
Next one up for you. Well, the NBA has been considering it. Buy, sell, or hold placing advertising on players' uniforms.
Oh, that's a huge buy. Buy, 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 buy. And the reason is, and I don't think people understand this, is, you know, the NBA has made a significant investment in being an international sport. After soccer, outside the United States, basketball, and in particular the NBA, is the number two sport. And we really haven't had the chance to monetize that at all. TV revenues from outside the United States, you know, barely cover our costs if they do at all. And so being able to sell to international advertisers, knowing that our jerseys are seen by billions in China, you know, hundreds of millions throughout Europe and Eastern Europe. So I think the only way we can monetize that is through advertising on jerseys.
Do you see a NASCAR danger here? Do you one day see, I don't know, your Dallas Mavericks running around with 38 logos and we can't even see Dallas anymore?
You know, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. I mean, there's a reason why NASCAR gets so many sponsors, and more often than not, it's because it works. The surveys come back and say, you know, if you're a NASCAR fan, given the choice between two options, if you choose the NASCAR sponsor or the non, and they always choose the NASCAR sponsor. There's people who live the NASCAR life is what they call it. And if we could get that type of fan association, then if it means, you know, covering our uniforms with ads, do it.
Mm. And I guess Nike's had its own advertisement on a lot of uniforms and done pretty well over the years.
Yeah, it's not like people complain about that. And, you know, it's not like people complain about the Polo or Izod that's on their shirts either.
Mm. Social Security reform, buy, sell, or hold?
Sell. I just think there's too much dependency on the stock market. I don't care if you just put together, you know, three funds, four funds, five funds as alternatives. Right now, Social Security is set up that, and that program that President Bush has put together is based on a 3% return. You get to keep whatever you get in excess of 3%. Well, if you're locking up your money there and interest rates go up to 6, 7, 8%, then, you know, you're in deep doo-doo. And in terms of being able to break even for the system in 2042, if anybody thinks that, you know, all things are going to stay equal for those however many years, they're crazy. You know, just like we spend our surplus now in Social Security, our politicians in the interim years are going to find some way to screw it up. And I think it's just crazy to try to put together a program that's dependent on all things being equal for the next 30-some years.
Last one for you, Mark. You were the subject of the ABC reality show The Benefactor, a show that appeared not to fare too well in the ratings. Buy, sell, or hold Mark Cuban's television career?
Probably a sell. You know, I had a blast doing it. I thought we did a good job, but I learned a lot. And I think you'd probably have to short me right now, but that's okay because I love when you short me because that just builds up more demand for when I come back than you have to cover.
Very well put. Mark Cuban joined us from his office in Dallas, Texas. Mark, thanks for joining us once again on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
I love it. Anytime, David.